what I'm trying to point to with this historical survey is the fact that the sovereignty over the art making process from the actual delivery of it in the concert hall or the theater or the museum to the various ways in which meaning was shaped in the discourse that surrounded art making, that this was really the audience's territory, not the artist per se, and certainly not the arts industry as we've come to know it in the 20th and 21st centuries.
So how did the audience participate?
Well, audiences participated in many, many ways that have to do, first of all, with the changing definition of what constitutes art. I mean, if we look at the history of the Western tradition, for example, we don't see a separation between artist and citizen. We see the artist-citizen functioning. One of the points that I make in the article, and something I don't think most people realize, is that a great playwright like Sophocles, who gave us Oedipus Rex, perhaps the best-known play in the Western canon, was not a playwright. He was a citizen of Athens, who, as part of his civic duty, wrote plays and competed in a competition that happened on a yearly basis, looking for the best tragedy of the year. So his role in creating art had everything to do with this basic premise, which is that he made the art as a citizen for other citizens, and that exchange was the fundamental meaning of Oedipus Rex.